Their language is fairly mild. The memo says agencies will be able to rely upon a more consistent and uniform framework to communicate expectations and evaluate the performance of SES members. But Booz Allen Hamilton Senior Executive Advisor Ron Sanders says it's actually remarkable.
This is subtle, but a very powerful step that Director Berry has taken. And I don't think he's exaggerating when he says that this will help realize the original vision of the Senior Executive Service. I had the privilege of learning at the knee of Scotty Campbell, the original architect of the SES, and his vision was always of a mobile core of leaders who could move from agency to agency. And frankly, that vision has never been realized.
In his previous career as a federal human capital official, Sanders says he found less than 1% of SES moved between agencies. The inconsistency among evaluation systems was a major roadblock.
You're not about to pull up stakes and go from one agency to another and then come under a completely different performance appraisal system, different labels, different levels, different standards, different everything, and then, you know, throw your future promotion chances or your opportunities for a performance award at risk because of that inconsistency.
The new appraisal system is 13 pages of definitions, criteria, and guidance. It requires supervisors to appraise senior executives on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being unsatisfactory and 5 being outstanding. Senior Executives Association President Carol Bonacero says it sets a high bar.
Certainly, at the outstanding rating, it's pretty tough. It's almost a walk on water standard, but not quite.
But overall, she's pleased. SEA gave recommendations to OPM that she says are reflected here.
One intelligent piece of this design is that it specifies the executive core qualifications as performance standards. In other words, these are the 5 qualifications that one must exhibit to enter the senior executive service. So it only makes sense that once they're in, you would judge them on the basis of these 5.
Those elements are leading change, managing people, building coalitions, using business acumen to accomplish the organization's mission, and achieving results, with the last one being the most important. It counts for at least a 1/5 of the total rating. Jeff Neal was the Chief Human Capital Officer at the Department of Homeland Security until recently. He says the system strikes a balance.
It still puts a focus on actually achieving results, and I think that's what the American people want from their government. They want a government that actually gets results, and I think this kind of focus will help with that.
Agencies stand to benefit in the long run, even though this marks a dramatic change for many of them. The certification process, which dictates how much agencies can pay their senior executives, can take up to a year from start to finish. Neal says having a uniform SES performance management system will streamline the process.
It makes less work for OPM, less work for the individual agencies, and then less work for the senior executives who are involved because they don't have to adapt to a totally new performance appraisal system when they move from one agency to another.
The memo doesn't address that, however, and Sanders says it might not be so easy.
The linkage between the performance appraisal part, which this addresses, and the pay part remains to be worked out. And it may just be that that's going to be fairly straightforward, but if it involves pay, my experience is that there are always challenges there.
That's one of many things to be ironed out. Bonacero says that's why senior executives have had a lukewarm reaction.
No matter what the system is, no matter how good, the issue again is how will it be implemented? So there's kind of a let's wait and, you know, see what this really means.
According to the memo, interagency work groups are developing strategies for implementation. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.